Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Hey, welcome in. 6 o'clock on the nose. 29 degrees, January 78th.
It feels like it.
I did that Tom Hanks money pit laugh when I walked out. We live in Waterford, and apparently we got more snow than southern parts of the Metro Detroit area. And it was, the whole car was covered in about an inch or two of snow, and I just started laughing in the driveway at 4:30 this morning.
I looked outside. Well, I woke up, and I went to go turn on the kettle to make my tea, and I looked out the window, and I was like, are you kidding me?
I just, like, whatever. You know what? As a married man, I've learned one thing. The longer you wait, the more you appreciate it. So spring will come soon enough. There's a bunch of married men listening to the car right now, pointing at the radio going, you're damn right. We're supposed to get 60s by what, Thursday, though?
Well, today it's going to go up to like 40-something, and then tomorrow they're saying between 67 and 71.
Now, wait till what Becky Buzzkill did to us yesterday, though, when I mentioned the temperature. What did you say right afterwards?
What?
But it's probably going to rain.
Yeah, no, there will be rain. But, you know, I don't know.
Spring. Wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
Another thing, too, our video for the 5K a day workforce cash giveaway.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's posted.
Yep. If you want to see it, just text the keyword cash to 248-398-WCSX. Tito makes a cameo. The Chihuahua.
Less than 2 minutes into the show and you mentioned your dog.
I know.
That's a record. CSX Big Jim's House, 609. Here's Aaron V with sports.
The NBA, the Toronto Raptors scored the first 13 points of the fourth quarter before holding on for a 108-98 win over the Pistons last night at LCA. Detroit, of course, out of playoff contention. Toronto had already wrapped up the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
Nobody was playing last night. Blake was out. Andre was gone.
Yeah, it was.
The new head coach wasn't there yet.
Anyway. Boring. Oh, we had a discussion about that in the office.
Can't figure out who. Okay, here's my thing real quick.
Okay.
I'm a big believer in the Jurassic Park theory. Do you remember when he looks at him and goes, you tried so hard to see if you could, you never thought if you should. I'm all for replacing Van Gundy if there's somebody else out there. I don't know who that is. That's my point.
And nobody else does either.
We looked it up this morning. We couldn't really find anybody.
There isn't anyone.
There's nobody out there, yeah.
In baseball, Indians pitcher Corey Kluber struck out 13 batters through 8 dominant innings, and the Cleveland Indians beat Detroit 2-0 in Cleveland. You know, they had snow flurries right before the game, but the temp was like 33 degrees throughout the entire game.
And they played.
They played, but I just was like, I don't know how you pitch when it's that cold.
It's a dry cold. It's easy to pitch in. Yeah, it's
they do it all cold. Again tonight. Matt Boyd with the start. It'll be a 6:10 first pitch.
And to Eric Ebron yesterday, there was a tweet that was going around Detroit and everybody was flipping out. A quote from Eric Ebron, who's no longer here. He's in Indianapolis now. Luck is the reason I signed here. I just wanted to have a quarterback who could get me the ball. Everybody flipped out and thought that was a shot at Matthew Stafford. It's not, because he'd already left. The shot is a Cam Newton, because the team he turned down was the Carolina Panthers. So relax, Lions fans. He's not taking a shot at Stafford.
But
he's just ragging on. He's making an observation. He was excited to be with Andrew Luck.
But I will never understand, though. Like, he left. Why do we care anymore? He's gone. He was terrible. He's gone. Let's move on.
Because traditionally, when an athlete leaves Detroit that's high profile, they go somewhere else and kick ass. And then we're going to get mad at him. I swear to God, he's going to make the Pro Bowl this year.
No, don't think so.
I'm telling you, it's one of those things. It's a weird little vibe. Anyway, we got to get a first break winner. Chris in Macomb, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
We're good. You are caller number
31. Congratulations. Yes. You're going to see the Nuge and Blue Oyster Cult, yes. Mark Farner at DTE Energy Music Theater.
That's awesome. I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay, remember, it's not just a concert. It's a rock and roll free-for-all. Make a Nugent reference. And get your shots, because you might catch cat scratch fever. And don't stand too next to the guy next to you, because he might put you in a stranglehold. That's all I got.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're right there.
Too much coffee, Chris. All right, buddy. Have a good morning, man.
Thank you.
All right, I emailed Aaron and producer Ryan a question yesterday. I've given you, 12 hours to ponder this? Are you prepared to talk about this?
Sure.
Okay. It involves jumping off a building. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're all going to hop in the studio here in just a second, and we're going to talk about a couple that decided to jump off a ledge. It's a weird story, but we have a question involving this. And this is one of those hypothetical questions that I'm not going to spring on you guys. I sent it to Aaron and Ryan yesterday, like what, 4:30 yesterday afternoon? I've been thinking about it all night. Have you been contemplating this?
No.
No?
I thought about it for a minute.
Okay, well, that's fine. Everybody has a different thought process when it comes to this one, but we need your input on this at 248-398-WCSX. We'll share it with you next. And then we're going to go jump off the building to prove a point. CSX, Big Jim's House, 622, 31 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Here's our question. We're going to talk about it here, and then we want to hear what you think. 248-398-WCSX. It's a hypothetical question. It's a hypothetical question. After a rough life, a couple decided to jump off a ledge together. When they got to the top, they counted to three, but the man never jumped. He then saw the woman pull a parachute a second later. Who betrayed who? No, everybody just jump in at once. We've had it go. Cool. No, you rolled your eyes. What is it, the guy or the girl? Who betrayed who?
I think finding someone to blame sometimes is easier than understanding the actual reason behind their actions. And the fact that the man didn't notice the woman even had a parachute in the first place tells me that he's not very intelligent.
So it's on him?
No, it's not on anyone. I think it's...
So who betrayed who?
Whom? I think neither of them betrayed each other.
Okay. Ryan?
I was saying he betrayed her for the fact of staying back. And my theory with this is I always look back at when you used to do that to kids in the pool.
Oh, you would lean over towards the end and do that?
And they'd jump in and then you'd always feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I should have just went with him. And if he threw the parachute, maybe you're like holding hands on your way down. So you catch her.
See, I think he betrayed her because I think she knows that he's not going to follow through with it. That they've got to this point in their life where they're going to jump off a ledge. That she's still not confident he's even going to do that right.
And that's why she brought
that's the parachute. That's why she, yeah. So I think he betrayed her. She knew that maybe in the back of her head that there's no way. So he betrayed her.
She just had her safety net knowing that or thinking that he was going
to. Right. Because based back. On if they've got to this point in their life where they're either going to jump off a ledge and end it all, then absolutely. That's kind of so. I think he betrayed her. 248-398-WCSX, our student number, 24839. We're going to test this out, Ryan. You're going to jump off the roof today after the show.
Why don't you step off from that?
You'll be dressed. Yeah, you'll be dressed like a deer, too. So 248-398-WCSX. Here's the question again if you're just tuning in. After a rough life, a couple decided to jump off a ledge together. When they got to the top, they counted to three, but the man never jumped. He then saw a woman pull a parachute a second later. Who betrayed who? I'm blaming the guy. I think the guy betrayed her. That's how they got to that point. She didn't trust him. Or you just jump out and land on top of the parachute and do that one. See? These are deep questions for 6:30 in the morning.
It requires too much thought. I need more coffee.
Oh, I emailed you this yesterday for that reason. CSX, Big Jim's House, 636, 31 degrees. The guy was going to sing this song to his girl when they jumped off the ledge. Anyway... Here's the hypothetical question for you this morning. After a rough life, a couple decided to jump off a ledge together. Again, this didn't really happen. It's just a hypothetical. When they get to the top of the ledge, they counted to three, but the man never jumped. He then saw the woman pull a parachute a second later. Who betrayed who? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Text messages coming in, Aaron?
Peter says, been thinking about this. Maybe she wore the parachute in case he didn't jump. Very smart woman. Is she seeing anyone else yet?
We're not setting this up here.
Bill says, I think they betrayed each other. They both didn't want to do it. And then another way to look at it would be, how did she hide a parachute from him? I said that.
Right. You asked
They're
that question.
They're kind of bulky to hide.
Well, not in, in certain movies. I've seen them like they always. In a movie, you never even notice it, right? She could be wearing a backless dress and suddenly a parachute comes out. And you're like, I don't even want to know. Where did that come from? I don't know how they do that in the movies. It's amazing. Murray in Roseville. What's up, man?
Not much. I just had an answer to your question there.
So who betrayed who in that situation?
I think, your question was a couple decided. Well, somebody had to come up with the question first. Like, was it him or was it her? So, I mean, if he came up with it first, I'd say he's then, you know, or if she came, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, that's an interest. Yeah,
so that is.
You don't come up with an idea at the same time. Somebody decides to go out to dinner first. So you're saying whoever came up with the idea betrayed the other person.
Exactly.
Nice, Murray. Hey, man, thanks for listening, brother.
All right, thank you.
It was not my best analogy, jumping off a ledge, comparing it to going to dinner. 248-398-WCSX. Well, it's kind of like going to Olive Garden. Same thing. CSX, Big Jim's House, 645. God, that sounds good. Black Crowes, Hard to Handle. Big Jim, Aaron V. Cool GNR shirt this morning, by the way.
Thank you.
Aaron's rocking the GNR this morning. Very nice. Producer Ryan, wearing his Pistons hat. No, you can tell it's the end of the season. He took off his Pistons hat. I just noticed that this morning.
You can tell it's laundry day. Oops, sorry.
Oh, man. Okay, so he's wearing a Detroit Grand Prix shirt from when they raced downtown. Yeah. Good luck with Emerson Fittipaldi. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Here's a hypothetical question we've been talking about. After a rough life, a couple decided to jump off a ledge together. When they got to the top, they counted to three, but the man never jumped. He then saw the woman pull a parachute a second later. Who betrayed who? So there you go. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. We had a couple text messages earlier, and any new ones coming in? I see streaming in.
Yep, Ed says, I'm not quite sure, but she was definitely pre-planning. Tom says, it's the Kobayashi Maru, only Captain Kirk can answer this one.
Star Trek reference, nice.
Yes. Rick says, she betrayed him, he chickened out, but she decided long before they got there that she wasn't going to jump.
Oh, God. Mike in Lakeville, good morning.
How you doing?
We're good, man, so what do you think?
Good. I think it's the girl's idea. She had the parachute. She probably has a nice life insurance policy.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right.
All right, man. That's like, you know what, Mike? I think you have just successfully written a Lifetime original movie.
Let's make it.
Probably already been done.
it's got Valerie Bertinelli. We're going to call it From a Ledge with Love. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, Bob.
All right, just want to be clear. This song was not slipped in here. This really was the next song to play. It's Eric Clapton and Lay Down Sally. Not making it up.
All right,
398-WCSX. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this hypothetical situation. CSX, Big Jim's House, 655, 31 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Don't forget, 8 o'clock, 5K day, workforce cash, a giveaway. You mentioned earlier this hour, Aaron, if you want to see our video for it, it actually came out pretty good. I'll give him credit.
I love it. It's wonderful. And okay. If you want to just find out more about the contest and how it works, just text the keyword cash to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send all the info right to your phone.
Okay. And again, first keyword coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Here's our hypothetical question that we're working on today. 248-398-9279, our studio number. After a rough life, a couple decided to jump off a ledge together. When they got to the top, they counted to three, but the man never jumped. He then saw the woman pull a parachute a second later. So the question is, who betrayed who? 248-398-WCSX. All right, Gary, what do you got, man?
Well, I think that she betrayed him because she'd come prepared to get out of it. He might have just chickened out.
Again, in the movies, when a woman pulls out a parachute with a backless dress, I've never been able to figure that out. I get the tuxedo with Bond, but like, you know, you're wearing a two-piece bikini and suddenly you pull out a parachute with a propeller and...
I just don't want to know where it was hidden.
Enjoy your breakfast. So you heard the question. Who betrayed who? 248-398-WCSX. Some great calls coming in on this. CSX, Big Jim's House, 709. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 31 degrees. And again, coming up 8 o'clock, 5K day, workforce cash, a giveaway, your first keyword. Here's our hypothetical question that we've been talking about. Here you go. After a rough life, a couple decided to jump off a ledge together. Now, this is hypothetical. When they got to the top, they counted to three, but the man never jumped. He then saw the woman pull a parachute a second later. So here's the question. Who betrayed who? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can call or text.
Dave got in touch, says he betrayed her, parachute or not. He was too chicken to jump.
Ooh, a couple people said that this morning. That's kind of like my initial thought, that she had so little confidence in him that she just took the parachute because she didn't think he would actually do it. And he didn't. So there you go. Anna, what's up?
Not much. Just listening to your show.
So what do you think, Anna? Who betrayed who?
Well, that's a good question. I think they both betrayed each other, but I think he betrayed her more because he didn't trust her enough to go through with the plan and jump.
See, that's how I was talking. Aaron, we were talking about this in the studio just a second ago, Anna, that I was thinking, I think it's him. I think the only reason she wore the parachute is because she had so little confidence in him that she suspected he wouldn't even do this right. And he didn't.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You're true on that.
Right.
Exactly.
But Aaron was talking about intent is part of this, so they're both at fault, right? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, because betrayal's not a behavior. It's an intention. So if he never intended to jump off of the ledge, he betrayed her. And if she brought a parachute, her intention was never to jump to begin with.
Exactly. Yep.
See, that's what I think. I think her intention was to jump with him. They're going to go together. But I think she had so little confidence in the guy, she brought the parachute as a safety thing because she had no confidence he would do that. That's why I'm saying him. But I definitely get your point, Aaron. And Anna, it's interesting, isn't it?
It is, very.
There's only one way we can verify this. We're going to have our producer, Ryan, jump off the roof with one of the interns after the show today. So, yeah, for research purposes. Hey, thanks for listening in the morning, too, Anna. We appreciate it.
Every morning. You guys are great.
Thanks, Anna. Bye.
Bye.
One more. Stockbridge. Wait a minute. Where is Stockbridge?
Over by Chelsea.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a cool town name. Ed, what do you think, man? Who betrayed who?
Well, he betrayed her because they made the agreement to jump off the ledge. They didn't make the agreement to jump to their death. So she jumped off the ledge, but he did not.
Oh, so he got... So she lawyered the hell out of him because she did what she said she was going to do. That's
absolutely.
She did. She jumped off the ledge. She just didn't hit the ground. Okay. So she gets all his stuff, right?
Thanks to me.
Okay.
All right. I love listening to you guys. Thanks a bunch.
Ed, you're awesome. Have a great
day. Thank you.
Thanks.
You turn up.
CSX Big Jim's House, 721. Big Jim, Aaron B., and producer Ryan. Again, 8 o'clock this morning, 5K day workforce cash giveaway, first keyword. And if you want to see the video that goes along with it, we will text that to you. The keyword is
cash.
Tito, that was that one take for Tito? A dog is a total pro, man. You got to watch him. One take, man. He owns the video at the end of that one. Again, we'll text it to you, keyword cash. So here's our hypothetical question we've been talking about, and I see more and more text messages coming in. Hypothetical question. A couple's to the end of their rope. They've just given up. So they decide they're going to end it all, and they go up to a ledge, and they're going to jump off together. He doesn't jump. She jumps, and then 1 second later, he sees her pull a parachute. Who betrayed who? 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. 248-398-9279. A couple more text messages. Where are we at? I see them popping up all over the place.
Dave says that he betrayed her. Rick also says, well, then he said, actually, if I heard it correct, you didn't say she jumped. You said she pulled her parachute.
No, she jumped and pulled it 1 second later.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
I think he just needed clarification.
I think she was standing on the roof and just pulled the thing and whoomp, onto the ledge. So that's the question. 248-398-WCSX. A couple calls here. We'll start off with Sandy. Go ahead.
I think they might have planned it together. Doesn't matter necessarily who did, but I think she took a parachute because he may have a history of not following through or reneging on things that he's going to say. So she didn't have to pull the cord if they went down together. But to be safe, she took it.
They betrayed each other and a whole lot of other people, and here's the reason why. They both knew they really didn't want to jump. They should have talked each other out of it. Then after talking each other out of it, they should have went on and lived a happily life helping others who almost reached the end by starting some charity and helping others from trying to do the same thing. So that's my theory.
There you go, Charlie. Fired up, man. Phone's still going. You can join the conversation. You can also jump on Facebook, too, as well, right? It's up on our house page.
It is. Big Jim's House on CSX.
And we got to get to this beer thing with Kirkland Beer.
It's my favorite laugh out loud moment of the week.
She's been giggling about it for 2 days, man. We'll get to it in a minute. CSX, Big Jim's House, 736. Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan this morning. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will have another family four-pack of tickets for Legends of Wrestling a week from Friday at Fraser Hockeyland Arena with Ric Flair and Sting, and everyone's going to be here for that. A good day to maybe go see some wrestling and have yourself a nice cold beer, Aaron. Kirkland Light.
Or not. It's at Costco. You can only buy it in 48 packs.
That says something about the beer. You can only buy it in 48 packs.
And I think at one point somebody sent me a text and said a 48 pack is about $10. So if that's any consolation of the...
So you're basically paying for the can.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what's inside it.
The beer has no motto, and it makes absolutely no effort to market itself.
What do you mean it has no motto? It just says Kirkland Light Beer?
Yes.
That's it? Okay.
Yep. And so you think Costco might actually appreciate Randy Kolpeck, who took it upon himself to come up with his own mottos and his own advertising campaign for Kirkland Light Beer.
Now, we will text this to you. Be warned, this is definitely not safe for work. If you're going to play this, just pay attention because, well, there's definitely some language in the full one. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
beer.
You ready? Here we go. Some of our Kirkland Light beer commercial outtakes.
Kirkland Light. It's 11 a.m. somewhere. Life is swell with a Kirky Ale.
Now he's crashing through a huge stack of beer.
Don't f*** up, Randy.
Kirkland Light, available in 48 packs where you buy your paints.
That's greatness.
Kirkland Light. It's got 30% less calories, so you can drink twice as much. Kirkland Light. Give me a Kirkland, a koozie, and a floozy. Kirkland Light. Do you have a drinking problem? Well, now you got a drinking solution.
Oh, God.
Kirkland Light. Life is like beer. Drink it in and f*** it out.
One more.
Hurry this along. I've got a DJ tonight. Kirkland Light. Don't drink water. Fish f***s in it.
Oh, God. Again, if you want it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is...
beer.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 810, 32 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, rocking her GNR shirt this morning. Although we can't see it because she's dressed in like 8 layers right now.
Because it's cold out.
It is.
We're in our 95th winter.
Right. And again, if you haven't checked the calendar, it is January 84th. 32 degrees right now. Producer Brian taking your calls at 248-398-WCSX because of this question that popped up on Reddit yesterday.
If you were offered $1 million to watch the same movie for 24 hours straight, which movie do you choose?
Okay. You said you put some thought into this, Aaron. Oh, so yeah. Where do we go with this? What are you going to watch?
All right. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, the extended director's cut because it's like 4.5 hours long.
Oh, it's pretty smart, actually.
Because then you only have, 4, 8, 12, 16? You only have to watch it like five times. And if you watch the commentary, too, it's really you only have to watch it for 4 times. The key is just staying
awake. Commentary doesn't count. You got to watch the movie.
No, if you add the commentary into the extended director's cut.
When they talk more during, I have never in my life to watch any movie with commentary on it. I can't do it.
I love it.
Do you? Okay, so you're saying Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
I'm saying this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your stewardess speaking. We regret any inconvenience the sudden cabin movement might have caused. This is due to periodic air pockets we encounter. There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
Oh, I'm about 30% to where I've memorized every line on Airplane.
Surely you can't be serious.
I can be Shirley, and quit calling me that. Joey! Ever been in a Turkish prison? Joey! Ever seen a grown man naked? Joey! 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. There's a really good calls coming in this morning. John and Grand Blank, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
We're good. Okay, so here's the question, Aaron.
If you were offered $1 million to watch the same movie for 24 hours straight, which movie do you choose?
Hands down, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Why did you choose that one?
One, it's hilarious. Every single scene, every single line in that movie is great. It's a memorable line and scenes, and just can watch it over and over again, and I'm always picking up new things to laugh at.
And would you dress like Cousin Eddie while you're watching it?
Good one. No, absolutely. I don't quite think so.
I would, man. All right, John. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Right. Thanks, guys. You're great.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny f***ing K.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Thanks for joining us this morning. 821, 31 degrees. We're talking about movies this morning. And the Reddit question of the day is,
If you were offered $1 million to watch one movie for 24 hours straight, which movie do you choose?
You were saying Lord of the Rings. Which one?
The extended director's cut, because it's like 4.5 hours long, so you'd only have to watch it.
Oh, like Two Towers or one of those big ones there?
No, Return of the King.
Return of the King. I thought that was an Elvis movie. I didn't know that was the Lord of the Rings.
No, that's the final one with the awesome battle scene.
I didn't make it all the way through it. I fell asleep like twice.
See, I love all of the Lord of the Rings movies.
We shall go north to West Haven and south to East Lorne, and then we'll get the elves and the dwarves, and we'll all be there drinking mead and ride dragons, and we'll beat the Dragon King with the hammer. All of a sudden, I'm sounding like Bill Cosby.
But that was like, you just quoted Game of Thrones, not Lord of the Rings.
Nice! And I don't even watch Game of Thrones. Yeah! 248-398-WCSX. Tony, what movie are you watching for 24 hours to get $1 million?
A movie I would like to see 24 hours for $1 million is Sound of Music. That's a good, I like all the songs in there. I sing along with it. And that's one of the favorite, Dead or Die Hard. So if it's $1 million, I'll watch whatever they want me to watch.
Wait a minute. Did he just say he'd either watch The Sound of Music or Die Hard? I want to party with this dude.
It's quite the contrast.
Oh, no. The hills are alive with the sound of machine gun fire. Yippee-ki-yay? No, I can't even. How would you meld those two together? The Sound of McLean. There it is. 248-398-WCSX. You watch one movie 24 hours for $1 million. What would it be? Lord of the Rings. Got to wait for it. CSX Big Jim's house, 836, 32 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, rocking the GNR shirt this morning. I like that hoodie.
You know, I got this yesterday when I went to the mall that I haven't been to in like 20 years.
Yes, ma'am.
For $6, man.
Nice.
I know. I'm all about some sales.
Producer Ryan with us as well. He's working the phones right now, getting our winners for Super Troopers 2 in advanced screening, which leads us to our conversation about movies, which came up on Reddit yesterday.
Yeah, if you were offered $1 million to watch one movie for 24 hours straight, which movie do you choose? You said Airplane.
Airplane. I'm waffling now.
You can't waffle.
What?
You already made your decision.
I just want to be clear. Do we have that on tape? Did Aaron just tell me not to waffle? I just want to be clear on that.
The girl who never makes a decision about anything told you not to waffle.
Okay, I got that on tape.
It's fine. I said Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, the extended director's cut, because it's like 4.5 hours long, so you'd only have to watch it a couple times.
I said Airplane, but I'm on a jag with John Wick, so I maybe watch the original John Wick. Baba Yaga is the man you send in to kill the boogeyman.
Heidi got in touch on Facebook at Big Jim's house, says The Shining, and I'd love every minute. We have Slapshot coming in, Tombstone, Down Periscope, Animal House, lots of pulp fictions being posted.
That would be a good one, because there's always something you miss in that movie, right? You notice little details and stuff that he worked
always into it. Forrest Gump, several Forrest Gump posts.
I feel like I'm Forrest Gumped out at this point. I don't know if that's $1 million. You'd watch any? I'd watch Syriana for 24 hours.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Caddyshack.
Oh.
Blazing Saddles. A lot of Blazing Saddles coming.
Did you say Caddyshack?
Yes.
Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low grade dog food, all right? And here, take this for yourself, okay? Jeez, I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting.
Okay, yeah. Caddyshack could definitely be a contender.
Holly says The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock.
Ooh.
Good choice. You know, I thought about this too. Or if you pick a movie that you really don't know anything about, because then it would be interesting for the full 24 hours.
But what, you're screwed if it's a horrible movie, if you don't like it, and then you're already down that road. You can't stop. You got to watch it for 24 hours straight.
Unless it's like one of those movies like Babel where you have to watch it 95 times to understand what the heck's going on.
There you go, yeah. We call that Dune Syndrome. Pam in Ann Arbor, good morning.
Hi.
So what movie do you watch for 24 hours straight?
Shawshank Redemption.
A lot of messages coming in for that one.
It's the best movie ever, because every time it's on, I watch it.
You know,
I own it. I love it.
Now, see, she just pointed out that to me is the next level thing. When you own the movie and you will still watch it with commercials on TNT when they show it every other day.
That's dedication.
Right? And you do that, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've always, and I always wanted to go to Casa Baja, whatever that place is in Mexico where he talks about on the end.
Where they end up.
Right. Do you know where that place is? They actually filmed that on Metro Beach. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I am kidding. Yeah, no, I don't think they would film that in Metro Beach. Anyway.
Exactly.
All right, Shawshank, awesome one. Thanks, Shawshank. Bam.
All right, have a great day, guys.
And in Melvindale, good morning.
Good morning, how are you today?
We're wonderful. Okay, so what movie do you watch for 24 hours straight for $1 million?
Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke.
Oh.
Ooh, great choice.
Now, do you sit there and eat hard-boiled eggs while you're watching the movie?
I do, boss. I do.
Nice.
Well played.
Nice. Fantastic, Ann. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Shaking the bush.